The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And I also got me some vinyl. I got an album. I should let Big Fatty download some of these, but it's a vinyl record. So it's called Music to Strip By. I should post the cover of this as my show art for today. We shall see if I will do such a thing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I should let Big Fatty download some of these, but
yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2988 of the BFO, right? The 12th of July, 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, it's been a while, but today we've got another episode of the game. Hello, bagoshas. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It is going well, y'all, you're bagoshas today, because, y'all, we've got an episode of the gays for ya, and it's going to feature Boston Josh Bagosh. Big Fatty, that's okay. Well, can't wait to hear that. It's going to be a good one, I bet it is. But before we get to that, we got to do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, today, y'all, he does a little show with his husband, and they call it the Denims. Y'all, a fairly new face to Pride 48, and y'all, it's none other than Paul, you know, Mr. Green Jeans. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mr. Green Jeans. And so I'm sure David, that blue jeans guy, will have him a grasshopper cake. Big Fatty, better than a cricket cake or some kind of cake anyway. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Saturday, while we are over at the Metropolis, y'all, we will be having Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend, but we're also celebrating, Chris's celebration of exiting the breakout. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Aw Chris. It's true. And y'all, Aw Chris is planning on coming to Nolan's for Pride 48. So, y'all, if you see Mr. Green Jeans or Chris in person or on the Twitter or the Face, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope they get lots of cake. We have got a very special episode of The Gays today. Yes, Big Fatty, we cannot wait. It's our very special friend. Oh, and he's not sitting on the special chair. Well, not yet. Direct from Boston. It's not Brian in Boston. It is not Jaime, who is Brian's husband. And by the way, have you met Brian and Jaime?
No, I haven't.
Oh, unacceptable. Well, you know, but he is unsubscribed, so I'm not surprised. But y'all, it's Boston Josh. Say hi, Boston Josh.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Boston Josh.
Hi. Boston Josh is on his summer road trip. Now, do you do this all the time?
This is the first year of doing the summer road trip.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but y'all, Boston Josh, I want you, and folks who have listened over the years, know this story, but there are a few new listeners. Big Fatty, you can can count them on one hand. But all right, for the people on one hand that haven't heard this, tell everyone how we first met and what went into all that and just ready, go.
All right.
Wait a minute. First of all, y'all, he's drinking a Tanqueray and tonic. I didn't have any lime, so I'm horribly embarrassed. What kind of Southern host am I? Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Big Fatty had described a leather weather weekend at the Metropolitan Entertainment Complex a few years, and I said that's my type of event. So I booked travel down there, and then I show up at the Capri Lounge, not knowing what Big Fatty actually really looks like, and just listen for his voice, and then it was greeted with the most gracious Southern host.
Well, but now, yeah, but y'all, he didn't tell me he was coming.
No, of course
this
not.
This was a total surprise to me.
I walk in at the Capri Lounge, and then introduce myself.
And I don't remember exactly what you said. Hi, I'm Big Fatty, and you said something like, "Yes, I know, I listened to your show," and I went, "What?" Or is that kind of how it was?
That is pretty much what it was. Okay. When it went down.
And I assume you were not disappointed because you came back the next year also.
Yes, I did, and it's been a fun event to come to if it's your type of event.
Right, and is that spelled C-U? Anyway,
no.
And I hear you're coming back this coming, and you might be bringing someone with you who might be listening to this.
I might bring my puppy with me.
Aww, what breed is it?
It's a human puppy.
Oh, that's the best puppy to have.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Anyway, so you're on a road trip.
Yes.
Y'all, by the way, he pulled up here in Fat Acres in front of the villa. Y'all, in this big butch, Jeep, what is it?
It's a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon.
It screams, "I have a tiny penis." But anyway, it's so big. And I mean that in the nicest possible way,
I know,
Josh.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it does. It says I'm trying to be a Southern boy, considering I live in Boston proper.
Right.
And, you know, I have to park it in a very...
And y'all, that has nothing to do with his penis, trust me.
Yes, Big Fatty, not yet.
But anyway, Poodle is usually not here for these. I'm just as sorry as I can be, because she's very annoying.
Yes, Big Fatty.
So you've been on a road trip. This is your first road trip. This reminds me a lot of Dr. Stone. You know Dr. Stone,
yeah.
Don't you? Dr. Stone did a barbecue tour of the South, and he wanted to go and hit different barbecue places around the South and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, that was his thing, and you wanted to just... Did you want it to be a Southern tour, or you just wanted to get out and drive?
Well, I wanted to get out and drive. I wanted to visit a few friends, so we stopped and visited some people in Philly.
Oh, would that be Gavin and Jim?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe. And Gavin and Jim go to Leather Weather Weekend. On behalf of Gavin and Jim, let me just say, how Vera dare you? Okay, you won't make that mistake again, will you?
No. I did think of them when I was at the bike stop, though.
Oh, so just out of curiosity, you know, I have a very interesting story about the bike stop where the first time I went there with my friends Jerry and Rick, who live in Reading. Who I'll be seeing later. Well, actually, I'll be seeing them right now because y'all are going to hear this on Friday. They took me there for the first time, and the owner showed me the third floor, and he showed me more than just the third floor.
Wow.
But did you go downstairs?
I went downstairs. I did not get the third floor treatment. It was built by lesbians, they tell me, so it's a completely sturdy, so you can't destroy it.
That's correct. But the downstairs, it has been known to be, as some would say, vulgar. Were you involved in any vulgar activities there?
I'm not going to.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. But anyway, Josh, you went to Philly. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went to Philly. And then after Philly, we went down to a lovely little campground that I've been to before, down in Dewey Rose, Georgia.
Oh, would that be called the River's Edge?
That's what they say.
Well, you know what? You know who loves the River's Edge, Josh?
Who?
Gay Country West.
Yes, yes. I've heard he's been.
Yes, he. In fact, I saw a little sticker on a car. Earlier this week, and I took a picture of it and I sent it to him. It said covered wagon, and it reminded me of Gay Country West. Now, can you imagine why that would remind me of Gay Country West?
No, why?
It was a hooded bishop, you know. You know. anyway, Gay Country West loves to run around there and show off his junk and all. Did you entertain some gentlemen callers there, in addition to the puppy, of course?
Yes.
You'll neither confirm nor deny that? Or no, you're confirming.
I will say this, you know, there was little red lights that went on and that type of stuff.
Now, Miss Kitty and I used to go there.
Okay.
And so did you stay in a cabin or were you in the big house at the bottom of the hill?
No, I had my trailer? Own. We had our own cabin this time.
Oh, well, good. Yes. So did you leave the door unlocked?
No, puppy always wanted to be able to get a full night's sleep.
No, okay.
I may have snuck out at night.
Okay. Sorry, puppy. And then from Dewey Rose, Georgia. By the way, did you go to, the Bowman House or something like that for breakfast?
The Berryman House.
Berryman. That's it.
In Bowman. In Bowman.
Oh, okay.
In Bowman, Georgia.
Did you go there for breakfast?
I did.
It's delicious.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have, you know, food down here, you know.
That you don't have in Boston.
No, you would never order country gravy in Boston.
And is that spelled C? Never mind.
No.
Okay. But it was delicious, wasn't it?
It was delicious.
Okay.
Southern food should really be eaten down south where they know how to prepare it.
That's correct.
Yeah, because otherwise you just get wallpaper and paste.
Correct. So from River's Edge, you went to...
We left from there, and then we went to Savannah, Georgia.
I am so sorry. Why? Who in their right mind goes to Savannah, as we call it?
As a northerner, okay. I was told it was pretty and very nice, and we spent 24 hours, and we saw all the sights.
Okay. Did you go to the Riverwalk?
We went down to the Riverwalk.
Okay.
And we could see a lovely casino.
Okay. And okay.
Yeah, we saw all the sights.
Okay. And then you drove. Excuse me. Then he dropped the puppy off in Savannah.
Yeah.
To fly home. No. Did Big Fatty get to meet it? No.
Can't have too much fun on one trip.
Okay. So, anyway, so y'all, I want you to tell everybody, and y'all, I've been told that Josh has introduced the puppy to the little show.
Yes.
And tell us how that kind of happened, how you dealt with, what the fuck is this, the looks of, what the fuck is wrong with you, all those kind of things.
Well, first of all, you take them and you put them in the car on an extended road trip.
Okay.
Lock the doors, and then you can put it on.
All right.
You have to make sure you get 5 episodes in.
Correct.
Otherwise, you know, they just don't get it. And then there was a lot of times where it's like, you have to be quiet because I can't figure out what he's saying.
He was saying that or you were saying that?
He was saying that because he's trying to understand the Southern drawl.
Okay.
And all of the background, all the
Squeaky Kitty and all
Squeaky's
that.
Squeaky Kitty and
Squeaky Gentleman Caller.
Yes, he loves the Gentleman Caller.
Don't we all love the Gentleman Caller report?
And so yes, he found that all of those were very interesting pieces. Then he was trying to figure out what all the tie-ins were. They were for the other podcasts.
Right.
You know.
Did he realize the most important thing about the BFO? And you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, what is the most important thing about the BFO? The most important thing about the BFO is it only lasts 20 minutes.
Yes.
I know when to shut the fuck up. Sater69 will never accuse me of doing too long of a show. So anyway, so you're in Charleston, you're mm-hmm. and y'all, he never told me he was coming because he didn't want me to feel obligated in case the Hat Arena had some sort of calamity, which, you know, she did, but I had a calamity also. I'm moving okay for someone who's had a fall, though, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You have recovered quickly.
Well, and there's no bruising.
It's either that or you're on really good meds.
No, I'm not on any. Well, I'm on gin. Did I pour you a good Southern gin?
You poured me a gin that is worthy of the Capri Lounge.
Well, there you have it. So, and it's delicious, isn't mm-hmm. it? I don't want to put any more ice in it to water it down. But anyway, and we're using Peter G. tonic water. But yes. Y'all, again, I didn't have a lime. But, all right, so Josh, from Charleston, where do you go?
From Charleston, I do one night in Charlotte.
Okay.
And then I drive to Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Why?
My niece is getting married.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Whoever picks a wedding on a weekend in July outside of Pittsburgh.
There's something wrong with
that. Their only family can get away with that.
But however, the only good part of that is that it's in Beaver Falls, which I just have to imagine that Miss Kim Beaver is probably patting her tail right now, going, oh, they're going to the Beaver Falls. Anyway, so you've got the wedding this coming weekend.
Yep.
Okay, and then
Sunday I have to dodge back all the way to Boston.
All the way to Boston.
It's an 11-hour drive.
Oh, dear God. Well, you're a youngster, so anyway. Josh, you've been to Fat Acres and to the Villa for your very first time. Give everybody your first impressions of everything.
It was, the whole neighborhood is really, really nice.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It has some personality.
It has a lot of personality.
Okay.
It is not, you know, you don't feel like you're in a development. You feel like you're in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Villa is the cutest little.
Is it the cutest little thing?
It is the cutest little
thing. Now, tell them, have you seen the special chair? Oh, no, you saw the special chair at Leather
Weather. I've
seen
it on the road trips, but I haven't.
On road trips, but not here at the Villa.
No.
Yet. But anyway, and I don't want to. Puppy, it's all okay. It's all okay. He's still yours, okay? But are you going to share the puppy with Big Fatty come January?
That's Puppy's call.
Oh, well, Puppy, you hear that? Puppy has a voice. So anyway, y'all, Josh, I am so delighted. I mean, I'm truly delighted. And I'm looking, and he's watching. He's watching as we're recording. Y'all, he's seeing the sausage being made. But any last comments you want to say to everybody? Any gut feelings? Are you glad you're here? Are you horrified you're here?
I am very glad I'm here.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, I had always thought it would be fun to come stop by and surprise you. So that part of my mission is accomplished.
Correct.
I had originally, without the reboot of the show that's coming in August.
Uh-huh.
I just thought if I didn't do it now, it would never happen.
Well, that's exactly right.
So that had been put in play prior.
Oh, dear Gussie, Josh, there's the music that says shut the fuck up.
Okay.
So, Josh, shut the fuck up. Tell everybody, do you want people to know where to find you?
I am not available on any major...
You know where you're available, Josh? You're available at Leather Weather Weekend, MLK Weekend in January at the Maroon Complex. So come meet Josh and watch Gavin and Jim chew his ass out. Josh, thank you so much for doing this. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And y'all don't forget Sunday night at 8 p.m. in the evening over at Pride 48. It's the next State of the Station and Frequency, what do you think Big Fatty's doing at the Hot Dog Weekend?
I should let Big Fatty download some of these.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost as if he's watching you from the wasteland.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.